Today program has another hour, a challenging hour, Roberta. We're going to single-handedly, you and me, we're so strong. We're so powerful. We're so into it. We're going to change the U.S. stock market, you and me alone.
We are.
Yes, the sliding of the market will stop today because you and I are going to hold it up.
We're going to physically hold it up. We're going to go there and go, come on.
All right. No, we're going to go there and say, stick them up. I want all your money.
You're right.
That's the story. Roberta's here. Jennifer is gone for the week, and so is Richie. We have, actually, I think if we looked around, we'd probably find Andrea somewhere, too, Michael. I'm normally used to having things go. And isn't it funny how you get into your rhythm and you do things? Not that I like to do. As a matter of fact, I don't like to do the same thing in the same way at all. You know that if you listen to this program, I have a short attention span.
So, W-A-D-D.
Well, but things are moving fast. You like to keep up with things as they move fast. Keep them moving. In a moment, we're going to meet Al Warden, who was an astronaut. He was on Apollo 15, Apollo 9, and he now represents the Astronaut Scholarship Foundation. Talking about science, we have devoted a lot of time, and I enjoy the energy and space that we put behind, if you pardon the pun, the move to academically, especially if we get ready to go back to school. I think we need to be focusing about what students are learning in school and whether the good old days, they're gone. We need to modify. We need to be accepting of change. But we also, I don't think, ought to be throwing away the good substantive things that we have had as part of our education for a long time. And I think the science program in our schools is one of them, and we'll focus on that with Al in a moment. Laughter, the best medicine. More and more I want, because of what's going on in the so-called real world, I want us to focus a little bit on the power of laughter, at least once or twice an hour. All right, Roberta, we're going to make that deal.
I think it's a great deal.
Yeah, it's something, just a little bit of this and a little bit of that. So in a moment.
In a moment.
We have laughter at 10 after here on Good Day.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
1-800-602-0205.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Roberta.
Yes, dear.
Irishman sitting at the pub with his wife.
Oh, yes.
Looks around and kind of puts his head down. I love you, he says.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
She asks, is that you or the beer talking?
Hmm.
He replies, it's me talking to the beer. In a moment, we meet Al Warden and hear his story as one of America's premier astronauts here on Good Day.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I meant to tell you, that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta and I have Al Warden with us. Al served as a crew member for Apollo 9. He was the backup command module pilot for Apollo 12 and the command module pilot for Apollo 15, which went up in 1971 from July 26th to August the 7th. So as he's retired from active duty now, he has been involved in the Astronaut Scholarship Foundation. We ought to talk about that. But first, I'm happy to have you, Al. I'm a big supporter of the space program. I'm disgusted at what is happening politically now. One of my good friends, I think, as a matter of fact, you and I met, but I don't think we remember our meeting because it was quick. Jay Honeycutt introduced us, I believe. Is that
so? Yeah, that's probably right, Doug. Yeah. Jay's been a good friend for a long time. We could have.
Yeah.
Kind of interesting. You're sitting right there in the seat of all the pot boiling about all of this, and I'm sure you get daily updates on stuff like that, where I'm sitting here in Grand Rapids, Michigan, a little bit further away from it all.
Well, I think we all have access to the same information, and none of it's any good. None of us seem to like what's going on with the space program, what's going on at NASA in general. And I don't want to sort of beat a dead horse, but it's, you know, you look at all this budget discussion and the money that's being wasted and frittered away in areas where most Americans believe it ought not to be spent, and here we have a program that's done inordinate good for our country, and it doesn't have any support. You just got to wonder what's at the core of all of this. All right, so go ahead. Yeah, you can comment if you
want. I agree with you. It's a mystery to me why we're going the direction that we're going. You know, obviously, there's a, in my opinion anyway, there's a lack of leadership in Washington.
Yep.
About what we're doing and where we're going. And,
yeah,
and to my mind, just going into space is only part of what the program's all about. It's really about developing technology that keeps our manufacturers out ahead of the rest of the world, and it's about motivating young people to go to school and get good grades. And that's been a great motivator over the past 40 years for young people.
One of the things in your career that is interesting, or sort of the end of your career, is how you left the astronaut corps. You want to tell that story?
Well, what happened is that we got kind of led into carrying some postal covers on our flight for a German stamp dealer who was going to put some money aside for us for our children's education. You know, we didn't make a whole lot of money back then.
So the Apollo, you're talking about the Apollo 15 crew.
Right. My total income back in those days was about $800 a month as a major in the Air Force. And looking ahead to trying to get my kids through college, I went along with a plan to carry some postal covers on the flight, which were supposed to have been held for a number of years, but weren't. They were sold publicly, and that got us into a lot of, into kind of a stew in Washington. We actually testified before the Senate committee, and part of the problem was that the same kind of thing had happened before on Apollo 14, if you remember the great golf ball incident. And I understand that there were thousands and thousands of golf balls that were sold at a discount with a lunar logo on them after that flight. Well, that got everybody kind of stirred up in Washington. And then when our postal cover thing came along, they decided to make an example of us.
So all of you got fired?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Jim retired and started a Christian organization called High Flight Foundation.
Jim, Jim's last name?
Irwin.
Tim Irwin. James Irwin. Yep.
Right. James Irwin. He started High Flight. He retired and started High Flight.
Uh-huh.
I transferred out to Ames Research Center in California, which actually was a good move for me because there was not much chance of making a flight for at least another 10 years anyway. So I went out to Ames and took a management position, and Dave Scott was reassigned in Houston to a desk job.
So this story that you're telling in the book Falling to Earth and Apollo 15 Astronauts' Journey to the Moon tells the story of you from when you first decided to become an astronaut, going through the program. Jay has told this story to me. I was fortunate enough to be invited and to broadcast from at least four of the launches. It was amazing.
Okay.
The whole thing was amazing for me. The business about you, though, being as close to the moon as you were, what the heck were you thinking? What in the world went through the mind? There are so few people that have done this. So spend a minute talking about that whole sense.
Well, it's how the crews get assigned is kind of an interesting one. Dave Scott, of course, had flown before as a command module pilot on Apollo 9, and he became the commander on our flight. His job was to fly the lunar module from lunar orbit down to the surface and then back up again.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Irwin was the lunar module pilot. He was kind of like the systems engineer on the way out and as a backup for Dave on the lunar landing. And I was command module pilot, which meant that I flew everybody from the Earth out to the moon. I dropped them off. I stayed in orbit and waited for them and then brought everybody back home at the end of the flight. So as a command module pilot, I got most of what pilots call stick time.
Mm-hmm.
I actually did most of the flying on the flight, which was a good thing because most of the commanders were originally command module pilots, and that was the shortest path to being a commander.
Right.
And I was looking forward to maybe being a commander on a flight, except they canceled 18, 19, and 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's all money. It's back to the money thing. Did anybody who's done that, I'm surprised, or maybe it's a letdown, that more of you didn't become pilots, airline pilots?
Well, a few did after they left. I know Hoot Gibson, shuttle pilot, became an airline pilot for Southwest after he retired.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I retired, I'd had enough of bureaucracy. I just decided to go off and do my own thing,
yep.
Which I did. And I've, you know, had several careers since I retired from the Air Force, in both my own company and in large companies. Like I was with B.F. Goodrich for a long time.
There are all kinds of things that you learn and you're entitled to. One of the things that intrigued me about your resume is this Astronaut Scholarship Foundation. Tell us about that,
right.
Will you?
Well, the Astronaut Scholarship Foundation was established by the original seven Mercury guys back in 1984, and its purpose was to give scholarships to the top students in selected schools, and we've succeeded, I think, over the years in funding about 300 students to go through school. We give out 25 scholarships at $10,000 each.
Mm-hmm.
And we give those only to the top students in science, engineering, math, in 27 different schools or 25 different schools. And it's been a very successful program because these are the kids, when they go through school and they get out, they're the ones who are going to make a difference in the future. We were not interested in just getting the numbers of students through school. We're only interested in funding those who we felt could really make a difference in the future. And it's been a very rewarding thing. I took over about 6 years ago, and in that 6 years, we've raised about $6 million. So,
good for you.
About $1 million a year we've raised. When I took over, it was less than $2 million in the endowment fund.
So
and now it's up to about $7 million.
That was really, there are all kinds of things here to underscore. The book, Falling to Earth, an Apollo 15 Astronaut's Journey to the Moon, that's a good story. But I'm pleased, and that's one of the things that, as we leave our conversation, I want people to remember the Astronaut Scholarship Foundation. How can people contribute to that?
Well, there is a website. It's called the Astronaut Scholarship
Foundation.
Website.
Then
go to that site, and it'll tell them everything that we're doing, all of the events that are coming up. As a matter of fact, on July 24th, we had a big Apollo 15 40th anniversary at Kennedy Space Center.
Yeah.
That was organized and hosted by the Astronaut Scholarship Foundation, and it was both a celebration of the flight and a means of raising a few more bucks.
Congratulations. Al, thank you. AlWarden.com. You can check out more about him there as well. Good news, at least from his perspective.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Listen to the Doug Steffen Show this week.
I really don't know where you're going to lead us, Doug, but I'm going with you.
Oh, I just enjoy you guys so much.
Everything you've said, I totally agree with in the last 10 minutes.
The Doug Steffen Show.
This is going to be bigger than big. Maybe even bigger than big.
We've already discussed it up and down the neighborhood.
Yeah, baby.
Can you dig it, baby?
This song, now that I hear it again, that always got me. I've always kind of liked the Pet Shop Boys, one of the big bands of the 90s. This song, She Was Never Bored Because She Was Never Boring, has a wonderful message in that, Roberta. She was never bored because she was never boring. And under the circumstances, think about how much we depend on others, and yet at the end of the day, it's really just us, right? It's we are who we are. We're responsible for ourselves. Not, I've said this before. I'm happy when I'm with certain people. I love the company that we have here when we're on the air.
I do, too.
And so the idea becomes, okay, you make me happy, or am I happy because I'm with you? I am happy because I'm with you. You do not make me happy. It's not your job to make me happy. And I think the same thing holds with most anything else that surrounds us energy-wise. If you are a boring, if you're bored, it's because you're a boring person. That's, I think that's just how it is. I mean, you know how many times children say, oh, Mommy, I'm so bored.
I'm so bored.
Yeah, well, listen, put the brain to work. And in this circumstance, you all know people that you just soon stay away from because they are like that. You are bored when you're around them. They are boring. And so if you don't want to be bored, find people who aren't boring. The world is full of them. Exciting, wonderful people with great opportunity, great ideas. And they just kind of envelop people that are around them.
Suck them in.
Right? And more often than not, you have fun with them and you laugh with them. And after all, isn't that what we want? Yep.
That's what we want.
Okay. Time for our 2020 news quiz question. Those of you who are listening, hopefully everybody was in on that conversation with Al Warden, one of the former Apollo astronauts. He came back to Earth on this date, 1971. 3 years later to the day, something else extraordinary and momentous happened in our country. What was it? That's the 2020 news quiz. 800-510-8255. We're talking about this date, 1971, when these guys were involved with Apollo 15. And then 3 years to the day later, something else more momentous even than landing on the moon took place in our country. It was the first time ever, I think, that it happened. What was it? What happened on this date 3 years after that moon landing? 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, a study finds that spending too much time on Facebook could be creating narcissistic and psychologically damaged teenagers. The research did find positive results from using Facebook, including teens more easily displaying empathy online. Psychologists suggest you should talk to your kids instead of spying on them. In other news, the downgrade of the U.S. credit rating has sent tech stocks plummeting below their initial public offerings. Companies like LinkedIn and Pandora have had their shares drop as much as 10% since last week. Will this be the end of vague multi-billion dollar valuations on tech companies? Probably not. And finally, paper receipts may be going the way of snail mail. More and more major retailers, including Kmart, Sears, and The Gap, are offering emailed versions of receipts in an attempt to cut down on waste. A switch to e-receipts would save millions of trees and dollars. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Weather here. Word on the street is that Hotels.com is having a summer sale, offering up to 30% off select hotels and free Amazon Kindles. Come on, summer, don't people like you enough with your no school, barbecues, and nice weather? Even my own daughter says you're her favorite season. All I had going for me was holiday gift giving, and now you have this free Kindle thing. Real nice.
Save up to 30% to get a free Amazon Kindle at the Hotels.com summer sale. Be smart. Book smart. Minimum stay and spend required. Book by August 30th, 2011. See site for details.
The Home Depot is powering contractors with a powerful new paint, Kills Pro X. Specially created for professional jobs, it sprays easily and dries fast, so you'll save time applying it. And since you don't have to visit a specialty paint shop to pick it up, you'll save time and money buying it. It's the name you've trusted for years, now in paint made for pros. Kills Pro X, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Now 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our 2020 News Quiz question asks, what happened on this date? 1974 was the year, an important day for America and Americans. We have lots of things that are in the hopper today, as usual. A little different cast of characters because Roberta is here. No, she's here in this hour. But also Andrea Metcalf has joined us from her perch looking on the lake in Chicago. As a matter of fact, in the wonderful world that we live in, Richie's, by the way, not here, and neither is Jennifer. Although Richie could be here. He could be just like Andrea. Andrea is out walking her dogs on one of the beaches. Lakeshore Drive, that's where you are, right, in Chicago?
Yeah. I'm on Lakeshore Drive at Oak Street Beach, Chicago, and my bulldog, like your bulldog, probably loves the water.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Out playing in the waves, rolling around.
Yeah. Isn't it wonderful? You could be wandering around and having a chat with us at the same time. It's a cool thing. So thank you for being here. Andrea has decided that it's okay. She's decided to give us some of her time this week in the presence of Roberta. The two of them are very interesting, as is the case with most of the folks that I have on this program, very interesting individuals. And I want to talk a little about something that both of you are pursuing. In fact, Andrew's made a career out of it. Roberta's getting into it. Roberta also has Queen of Cheap Information today from Domino's Pizza, Michael's, eFoods, and a lot more. So you'll want to stick around for that. Right now, though, let's get the answer to our 2020 News Quiz question. 800-510-8255. We are joined by Kevin, who thinks he has the answer. All right, Kevin, how do you do?
Terrific. How are you?
I'm well. Have I ever spoken to you before?
Nope.
Never have. Well, it's my pleasure to have you here. Thank you for calling. In essence, this was not a lot of heavy lifting for people who understand the history of our country, right?
It shouldn't be, but...
Who knows what people remember. Yeah, right. Lots of the water goes down the stream pretty quickly. And from 1974 to now, a lot of things are under the bridge. Something, though, that we can never forget is?
In fact, Richard Milhouse Nixon resigned as President of the United States. I think he was the 38th president, if I recall right, if my memory is correct.
Well, let's see. We can do the math backwards. We have 44 in there. Bush was 43. Clinton.
Oh, that's 37.
Was 42. Let's see. Bush the father was 41. Reagan was 40. Carter was 39. Let's see. That would have made 38. Would have been Jerry Ford. Yeah, he's 37. Yeah, he's 37. You got it. Who's helping you in the background there, Kevin?
Nobody.
Oh, I thought
I'm here
I heard
with it. My dog.
You're doing the dog. All right. So then I want Kevin. Meet Andrea. Andrea, meet Kevin. You're both out walking your dogs. Kevin, tell us where you are. Where are you walking your dog?
Well, I'm not walking my dog. I'm sitting in my office at 20 minutes to 6.
Ah.
I got my chocolate lab goes with me everywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the thing about working today. A lot of people bring their dogs to work, and I think it's a very cool thing. It's a good thing. I went into a dentist's office yesterday. The dentist had said, bring your dog in. I had my previous dentist, who unfortunately died, loved Charlotte. So I always would bring Charlotte into the office, and we'd play and talk, and then she'd go sit in the corner. So this dentist said, bring your dog in. So I brought her in, and the woman behind the counter went catatonic.
Mm.
She said, how dare you bring a dog in here? This is a dog professional office, blah, blah, blah. I looked at her, I said, huh? The doctor who runs the place told me that I could bring my dog in. Oh, we have people have allergies in here, and if the dog is on the couch, then the hair will be left there, and somebody will sneeze, and we'll get sued. I thought, you silly lady. But I took Charlotte out after all of that. I told the dentist, I like the dentist a lot, but I probably won't go back there. I didn't feel well. You know how some places you go, you feel welcome? Not that every dentist is going to welcome a dog in, but if the dentist says, yeah, bring the dog in, and then somebody at the desk says, no, don't bring the dog in, and goes kind of weirdo on you, who needs that? Anyway, I like people that like dogs. Kevin, you're in my corner because I like you. That's why I like Andrea, because you guys like dogs. Listen to this. What's Andrea? What are you doing?
Somebody's crying. What's going on?
No, Andrea's talking to somebody who's looking at her dog.
I'm trying to say that I'm on the radio.
Oh.
And they're just so excited to see the bulldog because they had one. And
yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Aww. Well, you know how people react with bulldogs and labs.
Yeah.
They just love those dogs. And I have both of them. So, Kevin, congratulations on winning and having your dog side by.
That's it. We're going to send you, actually, you know what we should do? Is send him a copy of your book, Naked Fitness. How's that for a deal?
All right. We can do that.
Kevin, hold on a second. We're going to get your address. We'll send you a copy of Andrea's book, Naked Fitness. And she's not quite naked in the book, but it's not bad. But, you know, you can.
Much to the
chagrin, yeah, right?
Yes.
All right, Kevin, hold on a second. That brings me around to something that I want to spend a minute on before we get to the Queen of Cheap. We also have some television news today, the results of our poll on the 2.5 Men. One of the reasons that I admire Andrea, and Roberta's sort of gotten into it of late, it's not a secret, although I don't make a big deal out of it. There is, in my mind, my personal preference is for women with muscle. I think muscle on women is extraordinarily sexy. Andrea has made a career out of it. And Roberta has sort of taken Andrea to this in the last 2 or 3 years when she's decided to remake her body. So just for the heck of it, Roberta, tell Andrea, and this would be good for people listening now, especially women that want to remake themselves. They've decided, you know what, I've had enough of the way I look. I want to change my body. So just describe for Andrea, and she can maybe give you some hints as to what to do, because there's nobody better at this than Andrea. What it is that you're doing, Roberta?
Well, actually, a year ago, last August, when I weighed in at about 186 pounds at my doctor. And I took a look at a picture of myself that was taken in July, and I went, oh, I look like a beached whale. And I was wearing black, too. So if you look like a beached whale and you're wearing black, that's bad.
Roberta, how tall were you?
5'6".
Okay, so that puts us a little bit in perspective, because if you're 5'10 or 5'11 and 186 pounds, that's like a size 12, and it's probably not in the obese, but certainly a little bit overweight. And
right.
So 5'6, we had some work to do.
Well, I was a size 14 at the time.
Okay.
So I decided at that point, okay, I've got to start doing something. Now, as fate would have it, I moved into Manhattan at that time. And as you know, when you're in Manhattan, all you do is walk, especially when the weather is warm. Walking actually is the fastest way. It's faster than taking a cab. And I hate going underground in the subway. It's just, you know, unless it's really cold or raining or dismal. So we'll walk 2, 3, 4, 5 miles a day and not even think about it, because you're just walking everywhere. And that started the weight coming off little by little. And then in February, actually, we all started the MetaFast diet on the radio station. And that, for me, worked like a miracle. It was just incredible. And now I am, at this time, I've reached my goal of 150. And actually, I want to drop. If I hit 150, I can do 140. And I'm down to, get this, I bought pants last weekend. I bought a size 10, returned them, and had to get the 8s.
Nice.
So I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
All right, but
a little bit about the MetaFast diet, because I think when people just hear that word initially, that might throw up a red flag, like, oh, I don't know if I can do that kind of diet. So explain exactly what MetaFast is.
Well, actually, what it is basically, it's high nutrition, calorie restriction, low carb. If you had to put it concisely, I mean, you're under 1,000 calories a day. And at first I thought I would be starving to death, and I wasn't, because what you're doing is you're eating small meals every 2 hours. And each of the meals that you're eating is very nutritionally heavy. So you're not hungry. And in fact, by the end of the day, when I had to do my last meal, I didn't want to eat sometimes. I was forcing myself to eat. Mm-hmm. So it was really kind of remarkable that I thought I would be hungry and I wasn't. But, you know, they say, all of the research now says that no matter what diet you're looking at, it all boils down to one thing. And that's calorie restriction. It's the old-fashioned, the way our mothers and grandmothers did it years ago. Fewer calories. That's the whole thing. You know, less in and less weight.
The spin on it is there are a lot of different things that come to play here. And in just a few minutes, I want to kind of put, or maybe a minute and a half, a reference to this. Andrea, who's been doing this all of her life, is very muscular, but she's extraordinarily feminine. Roberta, as she's working at this, I remember, actually what sort of got me to thinking about this, Andrea, was going to Roberta's house. She's got these kettlebells. Kettlebells. Okay, but kettlebells. You can tell I don't use them. I just use the old-fashioned weights. But she's using those, and mm-hmm. that's part of the what's the new craze, the complete fitness thing? What's the thing?
CrossFit.
CrossFit, that's it. CrossFit, yeah, the CrossFit stuff. So anyway, Andrea is someone that sets the great example for everybody. It doesn't mean that everybody has to look like Andrea. I was very close to a woman who I found extraordinarily attractive. She was 5'6". She weighed 180 pounds, and she was as strong as a horse. She was muscular, but she wasn't. She was femininely muscular.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are ways of doing it. And so I say that to varying degrees, because I think that we have in this society this craze, although I think it's changing, that everybody's going to be skinny. Skinny is not really attractive. At least I don't understand why people think it's attractive, because there's nothing there. But being in shape and being strong mm-hmm. and having that look, because the look is what is sexy. It's the confidence or whatever it is that it gives you. Mm-hmm. I think that's something that hopefully people will ascribe to. So having said that, as an example, you might want to check out Andrea. There are a lot of bits and pieces about her if you go to DougStefan.com. Certainly lots of info about Roberta. We don't have as many shots of you, Roberta, in the same vein as we might find with Andrea. But I do think that there's an inspiration there, and people aspire to stuff. So we give them ideas, and hopefully they go for some of the ideas. Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, the Queen of Cheap today has some helpful info. The Domino's pizza special is what I see here that I kind of like, but let's get to it, and then we'll have some time for some television input. Michael, how much more of a direct cue can I give you other than, yeah, thanks.
She's the queen of truth.
Hey, good help, hard to find, Roberta.
It's
that it is. That it is.
Get what you pay for.
Get what you pay for.
All right. Let's go, Roberta.
Okay. Let's start with free Blockbuster Express rental.
That's
we have a coupon for you. You get a free Blockbuster Express movie, which is always a great thing to have. It really helps you save money. Michael's coupon. You know how much I love Michael's. 40% off of one item. That's through August 13th. And I always use these to buy my picture frames because they're great prices anywhere for, anyway for picture frames at Michaels. But when you add 40% off on top of it, yes! CVS has a free full-size body wash. It's a moisturizing body wash, and you get a coupon that we have for you, and you bring it to CVS, you get the free body wash. You also have free Expo washable markers at Walgreens this week. What it is that there's a coupon that you get $2 off of two. But then the pack is on sale for 99 cents at Walgreens. So basically, they're giving you back 2 cents to buy them. And Domino's, if you go to their Facebook page, you can get a free $10 gift card. They're giving away $10 gift cards every 60 seconds through August 15th. So let's see, there's 60 seconds is a minute. So there's 60 minutes in an hour. So that's 60 times 24 hours. So what's 6 times 24?
Six. A lot.
Like 1,750 a day?
No, 260. What'd you say? 6 times 24?
So if they're giving away one every minute, let's say, right?
That's 204 a day.
No, it's more than that. One every minute.
You said 60. Did you say six times 24?
A free $10 gift card every minute.
All day long, 24 hours a day?
How many minutes in a day?
2,040 minutes in a day.
So that's how many cards they're giving away every day, 2,040.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we got free underwear. According to this company that sells underwear, 80% of Americans wear the same type of underwear for their entire adult life.
Do you wear boxers or briefs?
I wear boxers. You wear boxers.
You knew that. What are you talking about? You've seen me walking around in my boxers. What are you talking about?
I don't know if you're just doing that to be polite. Because
Andrea,
having you walk around in your briefs would be a scary prospect.
Really?
But we have a coupon for you to get free underwear. They want you to try some new underwear.
Yeah.
And they're giving away 5,000 pairs of free underwear. Why do they call underwear pairs?
A pair. It's because both legs fit in them, hopefully.
Yeah, maybe.
That's a very good question.
What if you only have one leg? Is it still a pair?
Oh, please. All right, so what I want to know is, do you both change your underwear every day?
Absolutely.
Are you kidding? Twice a day.
Twice a day. Okay.
Because when you work out, you have to have fresh ones then after.
Right.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
There's a trick, though. If you're traveling and you want to keep down the amount of luggage that you're taking with you, if you put panty liners in your underwear, you just change the panty liners. You can wear the underwear for 2 or 3 days.
That's just
a travel trick.
All right. Check out the Queen of Cheap Box at DougSteffen.com.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us, business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Steering you in the right direction for the day, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Andrea Metcalf is here. Actually, she's giving us a tour of Chicago and is in Starbucks right now. What are you ordering in Starbucks?
I order a grande non-fat, no water chai.
Grande chai. What's that? I don't know what a grande chai is.
It's a tea with a little bit of cardamom, cinnamon, pepper. And then, of course, some milk and honey.
Hmm.
So it's about 140 calories. And now is a good time, everyone, to start taking your vitamins, too, since we're up early in the morning together.
Yes. Everybody take their vitamins. I believe that we all have to take vitamin D. We need vitamin C. We need magnesium, potassium. Let's see. What are the other things that are pretty essential for everybody?
Calcium
you need to take. Do you think women need to take calcium more than men do, or is that just kind of a ruse?
No, I mean, we end up, because of the estrogen and the blood loss every month, we do need calcium a little bit differently than men.
Yeah.
And remember, calcium is what builds strong bones. Women are more prone to have osteoporosis than men are osteopenia. So calcium is a very good idea to take, especially if you're lactose intolerant, you're not getting enough greens and stuff. So, yeah, and I think the cool thing about vitamins is your body will absorb what it needs, and then you'll excrete the stuff that you don't.
Right, so yeah, that's true with most all.
You can always feel good about taking a multivitamin at least.
You can do that. Most vitamins will do that, with the exception of E and A. You got to be careful not to take too much of them. But pretty much everything else, your body will take in what it needs, and the rest of it goes out, bingo, right down the Colorado River. Where Roberta is going.
Right.
Hi, Roberta Fasanelli and Andrea Metcalf are here, and the television world is in our focus at the moment. The anniversary of Johnny Carson and The Tonight Show, and all of the things that the family has done since Carson died to sort of protect the value, if you will, of all of the Tonight Show tapes from, what is, 1962 to 1992, so 30 years of that. It happens now that Johnny Carson, though, as of today, has come to YouTube. Now, an official channel on YouTube. New videos are going to be posted often, And the folks at the Carson Tonight Productions, which basically, I think his former wife and one of his sons and one of his brother's sons, I think they run it, they take requests. And the video that's up there today is one of the first loaded onto the site. As a matter of fact, Michael, you have the audio from this. Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com is Carson, one of his monologues from 1981, or actually a joke that we've excerpted from a monologue in 1981 from The Tonight Show.
But I wax nostalgic on Lincoln's birthday. Every Lincoln's birthday, I reminds me of my old girlfriend back in Nebraska, Gina Statutory. Name was Gina Statutory, and she went to Lincoln High, and she was voted Miss Lincoln because every guy in school took a shot at her in the balcony.
There's nothing, and you hear McMahon laughing in the background. My God, do I miss him. He was a great friend, a very good guy. Carson and I only met a couple of times, but you didn't have to know. You didn't have to meet him to know him. You watched him every night, and everybody loved what he was all about. So that's the video of the day today. Kind of cool that Carson has come to YouTube. Our poll yesterday had to do with the taping of Two and a Half Men, which took place over the weekend. Our question to you was, will you watch Two and a Half Men if they kill off Charlie Sheen's character? 27% of you who responded to DougStephan.com said, yes, it'll be a funny show. 21% said, yeah, I might out of curiosity. 18% said, no, it just won't be the same without Charlie. 16% of you said, maybe, depending on what else is on. The poll today at DougStephan.com, who is your favorite Tonight Show host in league with the video of the day? Was it A, Steve Allen, B, Jack Parr, C, Johnny Carson, D, Jay Leno, E, Conan O'Brien? All right, Roberta, of those five, who would you pick?
It's got to be Johnny Carson.
What about you, Andrea?
I think I'd probably go with Johnny Carson because I felt like I grew up with him. Yep. And second choice would be Conan.
Yeah, Conan, really? I've sort of taken to Conan. I didn't like him as the host of The Tonight Show, but I kind of like him now. I like Leno. Leno is pretty comfortable in that job. He fits there, I think.
I never cared for Leno. I don't know what it is about him.
Yeah. No. Well, you know what? I talked to him, and he doesn't much care for you either.
Well, I'm glad he doesn't.
Yeah, it's a two-way street, anyway. So the story, television story this week is that the details of this season premiere, Two and a Half Men, continue to leak. That'd be an interesting story to sort of watch. But Ashton Kutcher is loved by everybody. That was clear after the taping the other night. It's 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.